AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The death toll from the floods that have swept through towns in the narrow valleys of Appalachia is up to 16 in Kentucky alone. Governor Andy Beshear.
Some of the lost will include children. We may have even lost entire families.
Rescue crews are also working in West Virginia and southwestern Virginia to reach people in places where roads haven't been passable. And the St. Louis area has been hit by another round of flooding, too. The St. Louis Fire Department says 60 people have had to be rescued or helped to safety. More than 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war captured after the fall of Mariupol have been killed when the prison where they were being held was shelled. Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of carrying it out. Meantime, correspondent Charles Deladesma reports President Vladimir Zelensky visited Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa a week after a deal struck with Russia, Turkey, and the UN to create safe corridors for ships to export grain.
Zelensky's visit comes as workers are preparing terminals for grain exports, which are relied on by millions of people worldwide facing hunger. Zelensky told reporters the export of grain will begin with the departure of several ships that were loaded but could not depart the ports after the Russian invasion. Zelensky says, our side is fully prepared. We sent all the signals to our partners, the UN and Turkey, and our military is guaranteeing the security situation. The complexities of the grains agreement and concerns about the safety of shipping crews has set the deal off to a slow, cautious start. I'm Charles Deladesma.
New inflation numbers this morning. This one, the PCE, a gauge closely tracked by the Fed. It's jumped 6.8% in June from a year ago, the biggest increase in four decades. And the federal government says vessels off the East Coast must slow down to avoid hitting a vanishing species of whale. The proposed rules aim to protect the North Atlantic right whale. This is AP News. More testimony has been heard in the Alex Jones defamation case in Texas. Oscar Wells Gabriel details what happened in court.
Not the words you'd expect to hear to describe Alex Jones. Stressed out, unable to relax even on vacation, worried about money, and upset that some people think he's a child killer. But that is what a jury in Austin, Texas has heard from a producer of his InfoWars site. She said lawsuits over his claims that the Sandy Hook school massacre never happened have taken a toll on Jones. That did not sit well with the attorney for the parents who is suing him for defamation. Mark Bankston asked the witness if she saw the irony of her saying that when the parents have been lied about by her boss. The court in Texas and in Connecticut have already found Jones liable for defamation. All that remains is for the jury in Austin to determine damages in the case. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Finally, police say rapper Jay DeYoungin has been shot and killed in his hometown in Louisiana. He was 24. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.